Hello, hello, hello. It's another episode of The Little Things with Lindsay Ann. Oh my God, it's been such a long time since I've been on this platform and podcasted. Honestly, I've been so busy with school and work and life. God, you know, I have about 8 more months until I graduate from grad school, and honestly, they're pumping me, and it's been a struggle balancing everything. And I honestly feel like a clown juggling everything, you know, and being stretched silly, like silly putty. It's been wild. And you know what? We've also been dabbling a little bit into the relationship dating life. I know. Can you believe that? Me? But honestly, we can believe that. You know, I felt like tonight was one of those nights where I'm already deep in thought. I've been reflecting on all these different situations that have happened within these last couple of months that I haven't podcasted. And, you know, tonight was one of the nights to share. The special person in my life, a good friend of mine asked me, what's the point of a relationship? And I remembered being like taken aback. They asked me like, so if you can give yourself all the love that you would want, what's the point of having somebody else give you love? And I remembered honestly like not being able to give an answer at first. I sat there for like a good minute straight and I was just like, oh no, no. I don't know what to think of that. I had to think about it for a couple of days, and what I was able to come up with was, you know, I think we're different at different points in our lives and people help us grow at different points in our lives. I was thinking about how I had posted on my Instagram that I was skateboarding with my friend. We were both learning how to do it. And the amount of comments from people was so surprising to me. Some people wanted to skateboard together or make plans to do that. Other people gave me advice and tips so that we wouldn't fall and break our bodies. And I think that's one of the things about relationships that you really can't give yourself everything that, you know, you really can't give yourself everything that a relationship can do for you. It's different. I feel like that type of love is different. My therapist was talking to me about how, you know, humans, we're social beings, you know, and that relationship piece is so important. That sense of community, that sense of belonging, that sense of camaraderie. That's something that's built with people that you can't do on your own. You can't build a community, just you yourself, you know? You need people for that. And I think that's something that I felt when I saw that post, was like, yeah, like I have a community of people who actually care enough to take a minute out of their day to respond and send such kind things. And that's that. I mean, I can say kind things to myself, but it's different. The type of love that I give to myself is different from the type of love that somebody else can give me. It won't ever be the same the way that you love somebody else is different from the way you love another person, the way you love. It's just different. And, you know, that conversation got me to thinking about where I'm at in my own ideas of being in a relationship or just relationships in general. You know, after that dabbling of talking to guys, you know, I've learned that I've grown from where I was a year or a couple years ago. I'm better able to set boundaries. I'm better able to communicate how I feel and what I want. And I'm also learning that you know, within these conversations, I'm learning more about who I am and what I want, what are non-negotiables for me in relationships, what are things that I'm okay with, what are things that are absolute no-nos for me. And I find that interesting because I wouldn't have learned that as quickly as I did had I not gotten into those relationships, had I not gotten into those conversations with these people. And honestly, relationships are, there's something else. And to the people who have been in a relationship, whether platonic or romantic, I think they're living, they're living miracles, because to make relationships work, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of time, energy, and it takes intention. You know, you choose to be with that person, you choose to love them. I know, we're going back to that choosing thing again, Lindsay, but it's so true. I think for me personally, I'm at this point in my life where, you know, as a person in my early 20s, I feel like I still want to be selfish with my time, my energy. Like, the thought of committing and settling down is just, I can't. I almost feel like I'm allergic to it. The thought of it kind of, I want to say it scares me, but it, to some extent, kind of disturbs me. The thought of it is just, no. I'm sure later down the road, it might change. It'll probably change. I'll want to have to share my life with someone in that aspect. But I think at this point in life, while I would like to share my life with somebody like that, I don't think I have the energy and the time, and I don't think I'm at that space in my, or I'm at that time in my life where I can love somebody in the way that they deserve to be loved in that sense, you know? And I feel bad. I think that's where I'm at, where I'm like, if I were to say yes to somebody right now, I think I would feel bad that I wouldn't be able to give them all of me. All of me in the sense of like me being fully wholehearted, ready to get into that relationship. I'm partially ready to get back in this relationship, but not fully committed to doing that. I'm not fully committed to commit. good times. Yeah, I'm also realizing that the way that I view relationships is very unhealthy, is the word for it. I've noticed that, like, with friends, I can be accepting of them, I can see them, I can hear them, I can validate them, even if we're different, you know, even if we're not completely the same, I can see them and respect them and admire them for that. I love people who are my friends. But the minute I have to, like, it's like shifted in my mind that they're a potential partner, I overanalyze and I overfocus on all the things that make us different and all the things that could make us not work out. And I think I know that it's my body's way of protecting me. But also, that's just, it's unfair to the other person. It's unfair to me in a sense, because I don't give these people a chance to be who they are. I'm so focused on them being who I want them to be. And when they're not who I want them to be, I just can't accept them. And it's like my standard at this point is perfection. But like, nobody will ever reach perfection because there's no such thing as perfect. And it's just unrealistic. And I think that that realization has been quite humbling for me. The way that I see relationships, I put them on this pedestal where, yeah, they have to be nearly close to like immaculate. And if they're not, well, the door is wide open and they can just keep moving along. But honestly, that will keep me single for the rest of my life if I keep that up, you know? It's been interesting. Honestly, the whole thing with the relationships has been very, very thought-provoking and very humbling. It's been a lot of, like, learning. I feel like relationships, or the thought of, like, getting into relationships, bring out almost all the worst in me. All the insecurities, all the, well, trauma, all the fears and hesitation, all the doubts. Doubts in the person, doubts in myself, doubts in the whole system. But I've also seen that, like, the relationships shows me so much of, like, where I can grow, and shows me all the things that I've learned and have yet to learn. And it's been so beautiful in a way. I don't know. I think I'm getting to this point in my life where, even though there are things that I would like to be different at, you know, and, like, improve in, I'm at this point where I can be more kind and self-compassionate to myself. And I think that's made a big difference. Like, even if I'm not perfect, that's okay, you know? And I'm trying to, you know, but I feel like that's the first step, is for me to be able to keep doing that, you know? And then one day I'm hoping that when I'm ready to be in a relationship, really ready to engage and, you know, fully be there, fully be present, that I can also have that self-compassion for other people. And I would like to end this off with a poem reading that I have. I would like to end this off with a poem reading that I have made. This poem that I have made called Night Dreams, which is fitting for this podcast since it's made at night or early morning. And honestly, it's about the dream and the fantasy of being with somebody. But that's the thing. So the fantasy is just the fantasy, you know? And sometimes when you get lost in that fantasy, it's kind of hard to distinguish that from the reality. Maybe you were always meant to just be my motivation, nothing more than an inspiration, a thought from my imagination. Maybe there won't be any more dedication because of all the hesitation, all the frustration stemming from my infatuation. Loving you is like going through my menstruation. But that's the thing about love. It isn't something you simply go through with little thought of what, why, and how to do. It's a union of two. But there was just me, and there was just you. And that's all, folks, for this episode of The Little Things with Intian. I will see you the next time we get back on here. Sending you love and positivity for your week. And yeah, goodbye.